Podcast. It's fun, but how? Ron Burgundy Podcast. It's him and now, Ron Burgundy Podcast. Ooh, it's hot.
Welcome to the Ron Burgundy Podcast. My name's Ron, and today, I'm drinking at work. I'm drinking a cup of wine. It's delicious. So yes, today's episode is on wine and how much fun it is to drink on the job.
Well, to be fair, we said we were going to talk about the art of matching wine with food and then expand to viticulture as a whole. And we never said we were going to drink wine at work. I actually didn't know we had wine here.
Oh, well, I just picked up some wine from Ralph's around the corner. This bottle is called, let me take a look. Oh, yes. This bottle is Chateau Diana.
Okay.
It comes in a bottle or a bag, but I got it in a bottle because I'm classy. Mm-hmm. It has a twist-off top, which is great and easy to travel with, and it has a gorgeous, sumptuous taste. Very nice. I think it would taste great with a funfetti cake in front of a TV or with a box of those sampler cookies on Christmas morning, or with some meat. Any kind of meat. Yeah, a pile of meat. Ooh. And you can even enjoy it on a summer's night. Say your best friends are all together for the first time since a prison break.
You're describing really interesting scenarios, but it doesn't really sound like a wine review.
Oh, there have been so many good times with wine. At parties, I would drink a bottle of wine before any of my friends arrived, just so I didn't feel nervous when I saw them.
I don't think that's healthy.
Then a little scotch with the boys when they arrived to get us going for the evening. And then we'd get on our tummies in my backyard to stare into my koi pond. Carolina, when you're alone inhaling a bottle of wine, what do you like to do?
I generally don't do that, actually, unless I've gone through a breakup or something terrible has happened.
Oh, and that happens sometimes to you, huh? You want to talk about it?
Anyway, today's episode was going to be on the wine industry, actually, and how it's changing. For instance, China is now growing... Okay, you can stop that.
Stop what?
That thing you're doing with the tip of the glass. Stop it. We need to...
It's like a siren song.
It's not pretty. It's bothersome, actually. We're recording a podcast.
Are you picking this up?
Yep.
Yeah, he absolutely is.
Good.
Anyway, today's episode...
Is my tongue purple from the wine? Huh?
Yes, but you should slow down, actually, because we have to do an interview next. You gotta take it easy. Anyway, so from what I was saying was, for millions of years, China had primarily served grain alcohol, but it wasn't environmentally sustainable.
Oh, my lady's in the house. Today's episode is on wine. Where to buy it, how to slurp it. And what country it comes from. Answer? China.
No, that's not what I said. I said that.
All wine comes from China. And up next, we have a famous sommelier who will tell us the best ways to stay wasted after these messages. And we are back with the Ron Burgundy Podcast. Today, we have Roni Ganache in the house. Los Angeles Magazine calls her the star sommelier. I call her Roni. Mm. Yes. Roni, thank you. Thank you for coming to the podcast.
It's my pleasure.
Where are you from, and when did you start picking grapes?
Well, I grew up in New York City, and there aren't many grapes growing there now. But I started working as a sommelier about 10 years ago or so.
Just 10 years ago?
That's it.
And you've risen to these heights of fame.
Well, you know, I've worked very hard.
Right.
And, you know, I think that star sommelier is a little bit of an exaggeration. But, you know, who am I to...
But that's what Los Angeles Magazine calls you.
Yeah.
I don't know who their fact checkers are, but maybe we should call just
maybe
to make sure.
Maybe we should.
So it's... But if you're walking through a crowded place, you get stopped.
I often get stopped.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do.
Sure.
It's a small city, as we know, Los Angeles.
Right.
So
it's a quaint little village.
Yeah.
Everyone knows each other.
Tinseltown.
Roni, let me ask you this. You have $20. You're in a supermarket. What kind of wine do you pick up?
I wouldn't recommend buying wine in a supermarket because... Okay.
But if I have $20 and I go to the fancy wine shop, can I even find something there?
You can walk out the door with two bottles of wine, still spend under $20 in a fancy wine shop.
Hmm.
Okay, so you don't have to buy, you know, say the $100 bottle of wine.
Who's looking over your shoulder and telling you you have to buy the $100 bottle of wine?
The guy who's running the shop.
That guy is
and
there for you.
He's breathing on me with wine breath.
Well,
Ron, why don't you slow down a little bit?
Mm, delicious. Okay. Bruni, here's a question for you. When do wine collectors expect to finish all the wine they store? At Coachella? Is the purpose of having a collection so you can call up your other collector friends and go, guess what? I'm done. I got through my collection.
If I were a collector, yes, that would be. But I'm not a collector. So usually people who collect wine, they want to, you know, it's for posterity. They keep it. I don't know. They keep it forever.
Are you an advocate of holding on to the wines or enjoying them? That's why you bought them.
I'm an advocate of enjoying the wines. But
right.
There are some wines that you should hold a little while and then buy other wines to enjoy now.
Mm.
So,
but how do you know that?
You got to ask a sommelier.
Oh,
that's where I come in.
Ah, and that's why we're going to give your cell phone number out today on the podcast, if that's okay.
We're not going to do that.
What's a good sample wine pairing, for instance, like a funfetti birthday cake with some Chateau Diana? As you see, I've bought some Chateau Diana today.
Ooh, very classy, Ron.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're still in the middle of the interview, so just maybe take it slow. You're almost done.
Favorite bottle of wine that you've ever had?
2005 Chateau Diana.
What?
I'm just joking.
Wait, what are the odds
I'm just
of
joking.
That?
I'm just joking.
Okay.
It's not.
Oh.
I don't, you know, every, it's...
not, yo. Okay. Did I make a bad choice?
I don't think you made a bad choice. It's just not the choice I would have made.
I take it it's a wine you've never heard of.
I've seen it before in the stores.
Yeah.
In the delis in New York, they have it.
Yeah, yeah, right. No.
Yeah, so
sorry, I got you off. What, your favorite? Do you have a top five?
Well, it's mostly about, for me, it's like about where and when and, you know, doesn't have to be fancy.
The moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, it's like.
You're in your neighbor's hot tub. The sun was setting.
You're in your neighbor's hot tub?
I'm talking about myself.
Okay.
The sun was setting. What else?
The sun was setting.
And then?
And it was just the perfect little just taste of something.
Did he know you're there?
Did the neighbor know?
Yeah.
And of course not.
Okay.
They were on vacation.
Great.
A nice glass of chilled Asti Spumante. Am I setting the stage?
You are, yeah. I can really imagine it. Looking over the hills.
But so, look, well, let me ask you, what's the oldest wine you've ever tasted?
Ooh, one from the 20s. Yeah.
Wow.
It was cool.
Okay.
That's almost 100 years ago.
It was almost 100 years ago. Yeah, I met you know, when you say you're a sommelier or a wine importer
so
or whatever.
So a wine from the 1820s.
Well, somebody... Showed me a bottle of wine from 1875 the other day.
Wow.
She wants me to sell it for her. And I'm like, is it fake? Is it real? I don't know.
Right.
She's just a lady I met on the street.
How do you tell if it's fake or real?
There are people.
Yeah.
You call.
Sort of like an art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to open it.
Are you okay?
I'm just excited.
Yeah.
I mean, you have the bottle from 1870, right?
Yeah, I just have pictures from this lady she sent me.
But then how? Because if you open it, you can't. It's done.
It's done. That's it. You can't drink it. Well, I mean, it's done in terms of value.
Ron, I don't want to be annoying, but I think you've had enough.
I'm just enjoying my wine.
Okay. I had a question. As the subject of farming and food and drink manufacturing becomes more of a political one, how do you personally want to see the wine industry progress?
Well, that's a good question. I actually focus specifically on natural wine. So my industry or subsect of the industry is with smaller farmers who are, you know, farming responsibly, foregoing the use of synthetic fertilizers, pesticides, etc.
Right.
And, you know.
Which is bad for the environment and the person who drinks it.
And the person who makes it.
Duh.
There's like a huge, crazy number of farmers in Champagne who have all have the same kind of cancer. And, you know
oh
what I
mean? Oh my God.
Because they've just been spraying en masse for years.
Which is what is the same stuff that like kills bees and yeah.
It kills us too.
Yeah.
So yeah, anyway, it would be nice to see people think about sustainability in terms of farming.
Ron?
What?
Were you listening?
I was reading funny pages.
Okay. Well, we're doing the podcast.
Beetle Bailey still makes me laugh.
We're in the middle of an interview.
Do they stomp grapes like they did on that I Love Lucy episode?
You know what they do?
They do.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Is that,
if you go visit somebody,
right?
You could do it too.
Meaning,
you have to ask nicely.
What's happening?
Nothing. We were just adjusting.
Oh, okay.
We're good.
So they go and they're smelly feet and they go and they stomp on the grapes.
It all gets fermented out. You know?
Anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Smelly feet, not smelly feet. Usually people take their pants off. They wear underwear though.
But if I had real bad toe fungus.
I would say maybe wash your feet first.
Okay.
Just a little rinse.
If I had some toe jam.
Gross.
Do you have
gross.
Toe jam?
But if it's all going to get fermented.
I mean.
No big deal.
Not as bad as pesticides.
That's true. I'd rather have toe jam than pesticides.
I invested in a winemaker, and the label that was the name of the label, Toe Jam Wine.
Oof.
How did that do?
We didn't sell a bottle.
Yeah.
We didn't sell anything.
Ron, maybe drink a little slower.
That should.
Now you're chugging. Okay, you're chugging. You're chugging your wine.
No, I'm drinking it. This is how you drink wine, right, Ronnie? You just open up your throat.
Pour it right in. Oh, you're a professional.
Do kids still do wine bongs?
Like beer bongs?
Yes.
No. Mm. What is the best way to drink wine? Ron, slow down.
What's the best way to drink it?
Yeah, like, you know, some people swish it a little bit.
It's however you feel like it. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no, that's the thing about wine. Everyone thinks there's a right way and a wrong way about everything, but there isn't a right way and a wrong way.
Yeah.
Whatever you feel is right. Ron likes to drink with his mouth open.
Wide open.
Wide open.
Yeah.
That's, I like to detach correct. My jaw like yeah. a cobra.
He's.
Right.
Okay, here's one. Who wins in a physical fight? Kate wins it or Kate Blanchett? Spoiler, it's not who you think.
That's a weird question. Are you getting a little drunk?
I'm getting a little tipsy.
Okay.
I don't feel qualified to answer that question.
Yeah.
And I'm not supposed to talk about my fight club.
Are they in your fight club?
Not supposed to talk about. First rule of Fight Club?
You're not supposed to talk about it, yeah.
No.
That's not the first rule.
No. Make sure you put out chips and dip. Okay, Ronnie, what was the first
Ronnie.
Physical...
It's Ronnie.
Ronnie.
But I get that because your name is Ron, which is similar to Ronnie.
What was the first physical fight you ever had after too much wine?
So far in my career,
yeah,
no physical fights.
Well, that's a plus.
Yet.
Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yet.
Yeah.
You know what sommelier translates in French?
Mm-mm.
Wine waiter.
Wine waiter.
Has anyone just yelled out, hey, wine waiter, pick me a wine?
Sometimes people yell out that. And then they, you know what's funny is that when I come to the table, yeah. they're like, oh, I was expecting a man.
And I'm like, say,
are you?
Yeah. Are you living in the 1950s?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Not yet. And then you pour a 1950 bottle of wine.
But you could be.
Ronnie, I want to ask you this question. Here's the thing. Everyone traditionally says white wine with chicken or fish, red wine with meats. Is that...
Why don't you push back from the mic a little bit?
Is that a rule you have to live by?
Honestly, you can drink whatever you want with whatever you want. Sometimes
that's what I say.
Yeah. White wine is great with steak. You know?
Okay.
It's a radical thing to say.
Sure.
But who makes the rules?
There's not some wine Supreme Court out there.
No.
I mean, in some countries there are.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There are like bodies of people that go around.
A magistrate
exactly.
board?
Yes, the board.
The board.
And they say, do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that.
Right.
You can't. You won't.
Yeah. And then, like the movie Sideways, they just destroyed Merlot, right?
You're a little bit, are you trying to lay down.
They made fun of Merlot. But Merlot's not the worst.
Why don't you get up a little bit? Huh? All right. You went back too far. I need to get a little bit closer.
Okay, well, make up your mind. Am I too close or am I too far away?
You're too close. Okay, right there. Stay right there. Great. That's... Oh, my God. That's way too
close. Is that the sign of a good wine when it builds up phlegm?
I need you to push back from the mic a little bit.
Okay,
do that.
Now I'm pushing back. Then I'm too close. Then I'm too far away.
Right here?
That's great.
Okay. I gotta work on my core.
You know, the funny thing is that after that movie, Merlot as a brand had, you know, 20-year dip. And now it's like...
It's coming back.
I mean, it's still not cool, but it's not like... You know, people are kind of over it.
Because it's a blended wine, correct?
Merlot is just a grape.
Oh. But what's a blended wine?
When you put a bunch of grapes like Merlot or Cabernet Sauvignon together in a bottle.
So it's kind of like their own cocktail party. Like,
they have a...
Merlot meet Cabernet. Cabernet Merlot. Oh, I don't really know if I like them. Oh, maybe I do. Huh. Where are you from? Oh, I'm from... Okay.
No, we got it.
That's like what a red blend is, yeah. Exactly. You know.
Would you like to make out?
No, we don't have to go there.
Ah, someone's stepping on me! I just got crushed by a fungus foot.
We know what blended is. It's okay.
So, Napa Valley versus European wines. Where do you stand?
Both have their merits.
Right.
Trying to be diplomatic.
Oh, you hate California. Too fruity, right?
Well.
Too fruity for. Too fruit. Fruit. You got 2 foot forward. Fruit forward.
Do you want some water?
Fruit forward.
Some parts of Napa
can be that way.
Yes, but not all of them. There are some great people working.
But you'd still take a trip up there, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's very beautiful.
Yeah.
Cute little B&B.
B&Bs.
Yeah. Have a little romp through the vineyard.
Go get a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
At
cheeseburger place.
What's that place? Oh, Refreshers.
I don't know that place.
Nick, do you know that place?
No, I'm not familiar.
Okay.
See some cows.
See some cows.
Oh. Seesaw cows.
See some cows.
See some.
See?
See?
Some cows.
A special cow called a see some cow.
No. I think... The Chateau
we
Diane
went to
is
the farm and
we
saw some sesame cows.
No, that's
I raised sesame cows.
I think we screwed the cat back screw on the Chateau screw the pooch. Diana. Yeah.
I can't get the cat back on the Chateau Diana.
Leave it off, you know.
I'm gonna have a mint.
All right. Do you want me to open that for you?
Nope. Got it. I'm a grown man.
Just choose one. You got it? It's right in the mic.
Curiously, Altoid's curiously strong. What the f*** does that mean?
I think it's time that we get back to the interview and maybe cool it a little bit.
Roni, who do you like in the NBA Finals?
Didn't that already happen?
Oh, did it?
I'm not positive.
Okay.
That wasn't what we were going to talk about today.
Did it already happen?
Here's the thing. People make a big deal about sending a bottle of wine back, right?
Yes.
If you're at a patron who sent a bottle of wine back and you pour it and you're like, this is perfectly fine. They're just being a fucking asshole.
All the time.
And then, but you can't do anything, right? You just got to open up the new bottle.
Yes. I mean, you can't really do anything, but it makes me burn with rage.
I got in a fight with a sommelier once.
What happened?
Well, I tried the wine. He said, no, it's perfectly fine. And then I said, oh, is it? And I poured it out on his shoes, the whole bottle.
Ouch. Well, that's on you.
So.
Was that the fight? Did he get mad?
He was very professional.
You have to be, I guess.
Yeah. So,
Was it? Mm-hmm. What was it bad?
I never tried it. I was just trying to impress a girl. Yeah. I didn't even try the wine.
Was she impressed?
She was. And her name? Barbie Benton.
Well, that might be a story for another time. But right now we're in the middle of an interview. Do you have any more questions?
What do you think of a nice burgundy? Mm. And I'm not just talking about the wine.
Okay. Ron, let's just put the chateau away for a little bit while you sober up. I think that we have to get through this interview.
You know, I feel like we barely got to talk about I Love Lucy. Are you really a Lucy or an Ethel? Because I'm a Samantha and Carolina's a Miranda.
No, I'm not. You're mixing up shows. I'm for the record, I'm a Charlotte.
Which question should I answer?
Lucy or Ethel?
You know.
The chocolate machine, right? The conveyor belt. All the chocolates.
I think we're getting a little off track.
I wish.
There's no right or wrong answer.
Maybe a Lucy. I'd like to be a Lucy. Oh, wow. Well,
it looks like. Are you okay?
Are you going to take a little nap?
Do you guys ever wonder what any of it all means?
Okay. No, I think. Why don't you get your head off the table? You're going to fall out of your chair. Just sit back.
Do you guys have any more
questions? Yeah. No, we do. We do. We definitely have a few more questions. Okay. Hey. Come on.
Ah.
Oh, come on. You got it. Just.
Ronnie didn't see that, did she?
No, you're good, Ron. Don't worry.
You got it?
Oh, yeah. Ship shape. All right. Where are my notes?
Yeah, they're right in front of you.
Sometimes I just sit on the floor in my shower and I just think, wow, who turned off the dance music?
There wasn't any dance music playing. I don't know.
I want to put on the new song by 98 Degrees.
They aren't a band anymore.
That's not true. You just don't listen to their music anymore.
You know what? Let's get back to viticulture.
Vita who?
Yeah.
Ronnie.
Yes, Ron.
Here's the thing. We only got so much time on this big blue marble. And, I mean, it just keeps spinning and spinning and spinning.
What's your question?
I'm gonna get to it. Four eyes. Sorry. Why did I say that?
Because I'm wearing glasses.
I know. I don't...
I like your glasses.
Thank you. I apologize. That was uncalled for.
It's okay. You don't have to get emotional. It's fine.
Here's the thing. They just discovered a black hole, you know?
That was cool.
Yeah. But it... Really we're all heading for that black hole. That's the thing. Up. And I can't stop thinking about it.
All right. Yeah. I think you might just need a nap or...
So, anyway. You're my best friend.
Who, me?
Who am I looking at?
Could be looking at Carolina.
You're both my best. You're both my best friends. Ronnie, you're my new best friend. And you're a little...
Okay.
I get a good feeling about you. So I'll put you number one best friend, Carolina number two.
Thank you.
But...
Okay, cool. Oh. It's been a long day for you. Come on.
Gosh.
Do you want to read some advertisements?
Sure. Let's get to some ad copy. Ronnie, do you have time to stay?
I think she has to go because she was just here for the interview.
Oh, okay. I swear, if you walk out that door, Ronnie.
Sorry, I gotta go.
I will never speak to you again.
I'm so sorry.
I will never speak to you again.
Wow, well, it's been really nice.
Oh, you're doing it.
Yeah, I gotta go.
Okay.
But I'll see you around.
Yeah. Famous last words.
Bye.
Bye, Ronnie. Nice to meet you. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. It was really amazing to have you.
Ronnie, I have a couple of bottles of Chateau Diane if you want to take them on your way.
She doesn't need that.
Okay.
But thank you.
Okay. We'll get the door. Sorry.
She... Wait, Roni. She was my best friend. And you're my enemy.
Okay, that's not nice. We're going to take a commercial break. Guys, can we get a cup of coffee and like hot coffee in the room for Ron?
Hannah's making some right now.
Okay, great. We're going to get to commercial. We're back with the Ron Burgundy podcast. Ron's had some coffee. He then took a 30-minute nap on the floor. And when he woke up, he cried a little bit more, which was fine. And now he feels better.
Right? Listen, I'm a man that, you know, likes to occasionally have a drink. I don't care anymore. People say, oh, Ron, stop drinking at work. Hey, Ron, that's not your house. Oh, Ron, you can't eat it because it's soap. Hey, Ron, seriously, get out of that man's hot tub. Look, I like to have a good time.
It seems like it's becoming a little bit of a problem.
Caroline, I like to have fun. What are you going to do, sue me? I mean, please don't. I still have that breaking and entering issue to handle.
How's that going?
Not great. Okay. Not great. I decided to represent myself in court.
Oh, Ron. Yeah.
I could use some money, actually.
Oh, are you serious?
Just a little. A few thousand. How many G's do you have on you?
I have no G's on me.
Okay, well, what do you have?
Just looking through. I have a $5 bill.
Yeah.
And I have a Starbucks gift card worth $10.
Hmm. Ah, fuck it. I'll take it. All right. That's all, folks. Bugs Bunny, the carrot he takes a bite out of. Yum. Good night, everyone.
It's 11:30 a.m.
My music's so loud. Swinging, they hoping they're gonna catch me riding dirty. Try to catch me riding dirty. Try to catch me.
The Ron Burgundy Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio and Funny or Die. I'm Ron Burgundy, the host, writer, and executive producer. Carolina Barlow is my co-host, writer, and producer. Our producers are Jack O'Brien, Nick Stumpf, Miles Gray, and Whitney Hodak. Our executive producer is Mike Farah. Our consulting producer is Andrew Steele. Our coordinating producer is Colin McDougall. Our associate producers are Anna Hosnier and Sophie Lichterman. Our writer is Jake Fogelmist. Our production coordinator is Hannah Jacobson. This episode was engineered, mixed, and edited by Nick Stumpf. Until next time, this is Ron Burgundy.